Welcome to Community Spotlight, where we'll spend a few minutes together learning more about the issues impacting us in the Twin Cities.
Thanks for tuning in to our conversation today as we focus on financial literacy, and we'll get to specifically issues of our credit score, some of those things that we need to know and ways that we can improve that score. Back to bring us some insight today is Shannon Doyle. Shannon serves as the Financial Education Program Manager for LSS Financial Counseling. Lutheran Social Services has been working financial counseling for a number of years, and you can find out more when you go to lssfinancialcounseling.org. Shannon, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Neil. It's great to be here.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about, focus a bit on credit scores and just some things that we can do to maybe improve our financial situation. I know last time we talked about some of the things that we need to focus on, and one of them is goal setting. I'm thinking, though, that probably most of us may not have the best understanding or really haven't really thought through goals about our financial situation. We're just kind of going paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, give us a sense of what Americans are, what we're looking like in terms of our financial health.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting when you start looking at these numbers and statistics, because in the past couple of years, we've been in such a unique situation with the pandemic and everything, and currently having the highest rate of inflation in the past 30 years. But what trends are showing is that it really depends on where you were pre-pandemic, because the one thing that the past couple of years have shown is, you know, for those people who were especially affected, where their employment was affected, maybe they lost their job or they reduced hours, you know, really mostly in the service industries, their economic situation has changed much more significantly than, you know, somebody who was able to just transition their job to their home, a home office. You know, not that everybody hasn't been struggling with that, but the struggle has been different. And so what we're seeing is in some instances, we have people who really had little to no impact whatsoever as far as reduction in income or reduction in savings. And then we have another group of people who really have faced some really tough times. So, you know, you mentioned earlier goal setting versus living paycheck to paycheck. And I think, you know, interestingly, for some households, they have been able to, you know, still reach their goals and build savings and such, pay down debt. And other households are still just kind of struggling to keep their essential costs covered, especially, you know, with the higher interest right now. So it's really uneven.
One of the things that we hear a lot about, I mean, we could talk, you know, inflation and debt and all those things, but maybe we can focus on credit scores, something that, you know, we hear talked about, but maybe a lot of us don't really fully know what that means. So what is our credit score and why is it so important?
All right. So credit scores are, you know, it's really interesting because I've heard a credit score be compared to sort of your GPA for life. But I always say the difference between a credit score and your GPA is essentially, if you know your grades, you can sit down and figure out your GPA. But nobody can really sit down and figure out their own credit score because it's a very complicated algorithm that was created along, you know, like decades ago. But the most important things to know about credit scores is, number one, there's two different companies that officially run your credit scores, and that they are the FICO. That's the FICO score that probably a lot of us have heard about. And now there's a Vantage score. And the Vantage score was created by the three credit bureaus to compete with FICO. And now when I say credit bureaus, I want to say the three credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. I like to call them the original data miners because, you know, now we hear online, like, people or companies are mining our data all the time. But Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion have also been doing this for decades. But the information that they have been collecting on us is all about how we use debt and credit. And that really makes up the data in their reports, make up our credit scores. So if we have credit scores that have some accounts that have been, credit reports that have some accounts that have been open for, let's say, 5-10 years, all our payments are on time, our balances are low. Generally speaking, that's going to give us a good credit score. But if we have, take the same 5 to 10 years of history, but there's missed payments or accounts that have gone unpaid, that's going to give us a low credit score. And the credit score, so whether you have a high credit score or low credit score is going to determine a lot of different things. It can determine, what a lot of us understand about credit scores. It can determine the amount you're going to pay for a loan, the amount of interest you'll pay, whether or not you'll get approved for a loan or approved for a credit card or a car loan or a mortgage, any type of that sort of debt. But it can also determine if you're even able to get approved for an apartment to rent or employment, and also insurance rates for auto and home insurance as well.
So pretty significant impact just by this kind of data, which we probably aren't necessarily fully aware of. Give us a sense of, I guess we should reach out to these scorekeepers and get a report. I know you can do that with annualcreditreport.com, but I'm thinking if we review it and we find an error, then what do we do there?
Yeah, great question, because about a third of all credit reports do contain errors, and then 11% of credit reports contain errors that will actually affect a person's loan application. It would lead to a rejection. So those types of mistakes would be things like accounts that aren't yours, or a late payment that was never late, maybe some unrecognized debts, so those are really the things you want to look for. But when you pull your credit, it's important for people to understand that when you pull your free credit report, you won't get your free credit. You don't get a free credit score with that. In fact, there's no legitimate place to get a free credit score. However, these days, many banks and financial institutions, credit card companies, are offering people their credit score for free. So that's a nice benefit. Okay. Yeah.
Good to know, because I think that's, if we know the score, we can make adjustments. I guess we probably ought to be making wise financial decisions anyway. If there's some areas that we can improve on, it would just be nice to know, and we can work toward that. And a reduction in score is going to pay, or a better score is going to pay dividends, isn't it?
Oh yes, yeah. We like to say that if you improve your credit score, you're actually strengthening your buying power, because if you do have to take out a loan, which most of us find we have to take out a loan for a car or a home or sometimes college education, and although federal loans aren't based on your credit score, a private student loan would be, and the higher our credit score, the lower the interest. So the lower, the less that loan is going to cost you over time, but also the lower your monthly payment would be as well. So it really can help people's dollars to go further, even if they do have to take on debt.
Well, we've had a good conversation, and there's more resources available handy for you when you go to the LSS Financial Counseling website. It's LSSFinancialCounseling.org, LSSFinancialCounseling.org. Shannon Doyle is the Financial Education Program Manager for LSS Financial Counseling, and she's been giving us some wise advice today, and you can find out more and get some free counseling advice by checking in with them as well. Shannon, thanks again for the good work you're doing and for taking time to give us some insight today.
Thank you for having me, Neil.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with us on Community Spotlight. We'll see you again next week.